Welcome to In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us today on the phone, Wendy Mitchell, Chapter Director for Shelter Movers Ottawa. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you here. We want to talk to you about this service. This is an incredible service that you offer, Shelter Movers. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the organization first?
Sure. So the name of the organization is Shelter Movers, and we provide free moving and storage services to women who are fleeing violence. So we work with a large number of volunteers to go out. We rent trucks. We get things packed up and out and help the woman get off to safety. So often she's in a shelter already. We're going back, getting her items, putting them in storage until she's ready to find her final place of safety.
This is such a big piece of stress for these people often, and it's incredible that your mandate here is to take that off of their plate. It must be the biggest sense of relief when you guys roll in.
It really is, and it is one of the biggest barriers to someone deciding to leave an abusive relationship. It's a financial barrier, quite frankly. The cost, if anyone's moved recently, the cost of a moving truck, if you can get one, materials, getting storage spaces are at a premium. So we remove that financial barrier, which is one of the biggest reasons why someone might not flee. And it's an incredible experience to watch someone and watch the stress relief. You watch their shoulders drop. You watch them calm down when all of their items are out and they know that they can have a fresh start without that financial burden.
How did this come to be? I mean, it just seems like such an obvious idea. And, you know, often these strokes of genius are pretty obvious until someone comes up with it.
It really was a spark of genius. Our founder, who started the organization in Toronto, he was on parental leave with his third child and had found an organization that was doing something similar to the U.S. And had seen some of the issues that have been happening in Toronto around women who were fleeing violence and people who he knew in that sector. And he explored that option and that model and decided we can be doing this. We should be doing this. This is the kind of work I can do. And started the organization through that spark of genius. And next thing you know, we are six chapters strong across the country 5 years later.
And the Ottawa detachment is now moving, or chapter rather, is now moving into the Lanark County area to help through a partnership with Lanark County Interval House.
We are. Lanark County Interval House is our first referral partner. We are a referral-only organization, so we receive referrals from shelters and other organizations to help the women and make sure that they have supports on the other side. We are moving into Lanark County. We have officially completed four moves in the region already, and our official public launch is November 17th in Carleton Place. And we're very excited to start to build our volunteer base in that community as not Shelter Movers Ottawa, but as Shelter Movers in that region, providing that service and with volunteers from that region.
That's very cool. That was my next question was, do you then have a team from Ottawa that comes in here and does those moves? I mean, first off, congratulations, four moves already. That's pretty exciting. That's four lives changed, probably more when you think about the ripple effect that would have on them. But are you looking, you mentioned that you're looking for volunteers. So would it be sort of a mix until people get up to speed?
It is. So our move coordination team will remain in Ottawa for now until we start to build a bigger volunteer base in the county and other regions around. We are on a huge volunteer recruitment blitz right now. We will have someone on the ground from the county themselves actually looking for opportunities to recruit new volunteers. And volunteers don't only have to be movers. We have lots of people that do a lot of work in the background that aren't actual movers. So I think people get caught up in that, well, I can't lift. Well, if you can't lift, we need lots of people doing intake and volunteer coordination and all of those other things in the background as well.
This is interesting too, because it actually helps fulfill one of the inquest recommendations from the jury into the femicides involving Culloden, Warmerdam, and Cusack in this area. And we've been doing a series taking a look at those inquest recommendations. Having services like this is a big part of what they want to do to change, to end domestic violence. And really, your service just fits like a glove into that, doesn't it?
It does. And unfortunately, we're needed. And I think that we struggle with that every single day. You know, the other piece that's important along with those services is that those services are provided by providers who have that experience, but also that training. And so our volunteers are very well trained in trauma-informed care, and they are very well monitored and tracked to make sure that things are being done for the safety of the survivor and the safety of our volunteers who are on the ground. So we work with local police. We work with local security companies. We don't always have to call the police in. Sometimes we can use private security just to kind of create that presence to get things moving and out the door as quickly as we can.
You know, it is too bad you have to exist, but thank God you're there as well, because it's unfortunate that the situation is as it is. But it is, as we talked about earlier, it is such a relief when people finally realize that there is help out there for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been on a variety of moves over the years that I've been involved in the Ottawa chapter. And, you know, the most poignant memories or thoughts when I leave a move is when you watch them, you know, we've set up the bed, we've got them organized, all of the things are in their place, and they look around and they feel finally that it's their space with their children, not with the influence of an abuser that's there. And to see the look on someone's face when they have their own keys in their own hand and they can lock their own door for safety is an incredible experience, and it sums up why we do what we do.
Well, I mean, congratulations and thank you very much for all that you do. There's no doubt about it. You mentioned that there is going to be an official launch coming up in Carleton Place, and I understand soup is involved.
Yes, we're trying to figure out the best way to bring the community together for them to know who we are and for us to know who they are. So we're calling it Soup Share, and we've asked some local restaurants to put their soup into the competition. We'll have some local dignitaries, and obviously Aaron and I will be there together to try to judge those soups, and we'll also have a People's Choice Award. And all of those soups will be donated back to Lanark County Interval House for them to use with their residents throughout the winter months. They can freeze them up and have them ready for people when they're moving out and when they're moving in, and giving them a warm bowl of soup as well. So at the Carleton Place Canoe Club on the 17th of November through lunch hour, if you want to come out, it's free. Come out for a bowl of soup, learn what we're about, and hopefully sign up as a volunteer.
Well, and that's the thing, right? It's a great opportunity to find out another way that people can help in Lanark County, because we have got such an incredibly generous listenership here. We've got a population that really, really just gives back whenever a call is made. And Lanark County Interval House has seen incredible support for the work that they do over the number of years that they've been around. It always seems that people will step up to help them in any way that they need it. This is another way, an extension where they can do that. And I love the fact that there's so many different ways that people can volunteer as well. As you said, it's not just about moving boxes.
No, it's definitely not just about moving boxes. It's about changing lives. And changing lives starts with that first moment that we receive the call. So we have people who are on intake lines who take the information, put that information, process it through our moving coordination team who works in the background to book the trucks and book the storage and plan the route, book the security and safety mechanisms in place. And then we also have people who have to screen all of our volunteers who are coming into the mix and making sure that those volunteers are of the utmost safety and security top of mind when we're processing them through as well. So there's a whole lot of things. And of course, things like our launch event, you know, that took time and effort, and we had the team from Ottawa working on that. But I'd like to be able to have a team that can work in the region to help to bring people together around volunteering for our organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that people will answer that call. There's no doubt in my mind. If people would like to get some more information about your group and what you have to offer, I know you have a great website.
We try.
And what is that website that people can go and take a look at?
It's sheltermovers.com. And if you do, you'll probably have to look through the Ottawa site for now. We will set up a wider reach as we kind of reach out into the variety of counties that we're planning to reach out to. But sheltermovers.com/Ottawa will get you to our immediate information of what we're working on. And our social media is highly active around our expansion into the county.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to speaking with you again, Wendy. It's been a pleasure to speak with you today. I really appreciate you making the time to do this.
Thank you for highlighting our work.
You're very welcome. We've been speaking with Wendy Mitchell, Chapter Director for Shelter Movers Ottawa, and she's been telling us about what they're all about and their move into Lanark County and, of course, Soup Share, which is a special event coming up in Carleton Place. What was the date of that again, Wendy?
November 17th.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.